Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 299, Chomp, What Zombies Can Teach You About Fat Loss, by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them for yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I answer your questions. It's one of my favorite parts of this podcast, so definitely keep sending in those questions. Now, I'm about to read a post to you from regular contributor Roger Lawson, and his titles are always so creative. The one I'm about to read to you, What Zombies Can Teach You About Fat Loss. Now, as a self-proclaimed nerd, I think I'm losing my nerd status. In a previous episode, I revealed that I'm not really a Star Wars or Star Trek fan, even though I say I'm a nerd. I think that's strike one and two. I think strike three against me may be this. I never have seen one single episode of The Walking Dead. It's not that I have anything against zombies. I liked the movie World War Z. I thought that was fun. It's just not appealing to me. So I may have just struck out and may no longer be considered a nerd. I'll let you decide. Anyway, let's get right to today's post. Let's hear from Roger and zombies as we optimize your life. Chomp, What Zombies Can Teach You About Fat Loss, by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com. The other day, I was roaming my local library in search of large amounts of nerdery to soothe my soul when I stumbled upon the greatest piece of literary fiction I ever created, Marvel Zombies. Seriously, it's the best. I now render your ability to argue against this point useless. Insert mystical finger-waving and arm-flailing here. Did you think Peter Parker was just your friendly neighborhood spider? Just wait until he hits you with a face full of arteries and veins instead of webbing, son. In this alternate, bizarro world, all of your favorite Marvel superheroes have been zombified, which is bad news for the human race, since we're the only thing left on the menu. While constantly fluxing between a state of anxiety and ZomGWTF, I started to notice a pattern. These dudes knew how to stay ripped. I can already hear all the thoughts of you naysayers out there. Oh sure, blame it on the fact that they're battle-scarred and in a constant state of decomposition, or that they may or may not be missing several limbs and or random body parts. My response? Bullocks, I say. Success leaves clues, and while they may smell a little ripe, these protectors of the universe know a thing or two and have given me the go-ahead to break you off a piece of that knowledge and how us mere mortals can apply it. The typical diet cycle. Come, step into my time machine. Let us go back to any one of our many past diet attempts where you tried valiantly, but in the end fell far from reaching your goals. Did they happen to look something like this? Phase 1. You begin your diet with great gusto. You are awesome, you are great, and you are unstoppable. Phase 2. Hunger begins to set in, but you have it under control. It'll take more than that to keep you from achieving awesomeness. Phase 3. You haven't lost as much fat as you had hoped for, and now your hunger is at code red levels. You're not sure how much more of this you can take. And phase 4, you break. And my goodness, what a break it is. Several cookies, cakes, and small villages later, you lay defeated in a food coma on the floor. Having undone days or weeks of progress in one fell swoop, you are down, but not out for the count. You vow to begin once again with a renewed spirit, because this time will be different. And the cycle repeats itself again and again and again. Mad frustration ensues. Of Zombies and Men. When these zombies get hungry, they get hungry. Due to their ramped up superhero metabolism and high levels of physical activity, their appetite is almost insatiable. As a side effect of this ravenous hunger, if they go too long without food, they start to go crazy and are unable to focus on anything more complex than finding their next meal. Simply put, they start to make stupid choices that decrease the likelihood of achieving their goal, i.e., man flesh. Starting to sound familiar, eh? No, I'm not from Canada. When we embark on our own physique-changing adventures, we commonly experience the exact same things that zombies do. Nuh-uh, Raj, we're different. We're able to push those feelings of hunger to the back of our minds and power through it. Yeah, initially. But what happens when those moments of hunger are constantly rolling around in your head? You're at the movie theater eyeballing the popcorn chomper 8 rows ahead. You're in the parking lot plotting how you're going to scrape that decade-old piece of bubblegum off the pavement and into your mouth. You're on the toilet, wishing you had packed yourself a peanut butter and banana sandwich. What? Don't act like it's just me. The fact of the matter is that at some point, you're going to be hungry while trying to lose fat. But I'm going to share with you a tactic that you can use sparingly when facing down the hunger beast. Thank you, Giant Man. As a leader of the superheroes, Henry Pym, better known as Giant Man, is responsible for coming up with the technology necessary to transport the heroes from world to world across the universe in order to gobble up any humans that they can. Given the nature of such a complex task, Pym has to keep his wits about him while focusing on his work, otherwise he is useless. In order to do this, he has to take the edge off his hunger before it gets out of control and reduces his ability to think straight. And what better way to do this than by keeping a real live human tied up in the basement and using him as an occasional snack bar? So why don't we do the same thing? Well, not the whole holding another dude hostage and eating him thing, but the stopping your hunger before it becomes an issue. Have a cookie. In order to lose fat, you need to achieve a caloric deficit, either through more activity, less food, or a combination of both. How great that deficit is based on how fast you want to safely and realistically reach your goals. But in general, the larger the deficit, the more physical hunger you're going to experience. This time around, though, instead of having an almighty binge when these thoughts of hunger feel downright unbearable, just have a cookie. Have a cookie? Yep, have a cookie. It doesn't necessarily have to be a cookie, but have whatever it is that will soothe the beast within, allowing you to continually move forward towards your goal. Will having a small bag of chips now keep you from setting up residence at the all-you-can-eat buffet a few days down the road? Then eat them. Then get right back to work. Alternatively, you could also simply eat a little bit more of the food you're already eating. If you constantly find yourself repeating the cycle that I talked about earlier, then you need to consider moving into a smaller deficit. Regardless of the scenario, I'd rather see someone take one small step back and preserve their sanity and momentum than take a huge hit and moonwalk all the way back to where they started, or perhaps even further back. Yes, it will take longer to reach your goal, but I'd much rather see that happen than have you constantly reinforce negative thought patterns that come from not achieving what you set out to do. If that option doesn't appeal to your Spartan dietary sensibilities, then you only have one other option. Nut up or shut up. Accept the fact that you're going to be hungry at some point and anticipate it. Knuckle down and get it done if it is that important to you. If you're not willing to do any of these things, then you can simply keep replaying this infinite loop until you get tired enough to do something about it. Like Captain Planet said, folks, the power is yours. You just listened to the post titled Chomp, What Zombies Can Teach You About Fat Loss by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Now, I'm hoping I redeemed myself a little bit. I did actually know who Giant Man was. I got that reference. What we're learning through a lot of good data is that when you're hungry, and add fatigue to that, your brain is unable to make good decisions. So I love the idea of just taking that edge off. When you start to feel hungry, try not to let it get to the point where you're starving. It's going to make it more likely for you to stop at that fast food restaurant that sounds so good as you're driving by it. Oh, I'll just get a little bit. It's cheap, it's quick, it's easy. I'm so hungry. These are the kinds of thoughts that are going to go through your head, and you're going to have no willpower to deny them. But you're thinking, hey, Roger said it was okay to eat a cookie if it took the edge off. Well, why couldn't I just stop off and get some fries at the fast food restaurant to take the edge off too? You could. What I would just be careful of is just be sure you don't order anything else. Because that's the trick. You'll get up to the menu and you're going to say, well, French fries, that sounds good, but you know what? I might as well just eat my meal right now since I'm here. And then you'll order that burger and maybe that milkshake or that soda, who knows? If you can indeed just stick to a small French fry, I have no problem with that. Enjoy it. So yes, just know that your willpower will break down and it's more likely to happen when you're starving. And I completely agree. From a physiological perspective, one small order of fries, one cookie, whatever, is not going to do all that much damage. It's consistency over time. It's constantly eating French fries as a snack day in and day out, or having cookies as a snack day in and day out. That's what leads to weight gain. That's what's going to hold you back. But little one-offs here and there, don't stress too much about it. Now, before I go, a quick reminder that tomorrow is going to be another Q&A episode, and I hope you submit your own questions to me about diet, fitness, chronic disease, stress management, anything along those lines. Plus, don't forget, if you send in a question, you're automatically entered into small bonus raffles to win books from us. So to be a part of that and possibly hear your question being answered on the show, come by oldpodcast.com and click the red bar along the side that says, ask a health question. Or you can always call in. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's it for today's episode. Thank you, as always, for listening and for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Q&A show tomorrow, which is also episode 300, can't believe it, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily, too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.